Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys all enjoyed your weekend. Let me first start off the show by saying I really, really do apologize. Last week, I did a lot of shows. I actually did 5 days worth of shows because on Monday I ended up dropping 2 episodes. And I just wanted to apologize that I did not do a show for Friday. I'm sorry that there hasn't been any new YouTube content up. You guys have got to realize I'm a man down right now. And please, I don't want anybody to think that I'm bitching or complaining. Vulture has been one of the best guys that I have met in 2020. He has helped me out tremendously behind the scenes, where I'm able to just concentrate on doing show prep, trying to find things to talk about, and doing all the audio editing. And my producer, Vulture, has been taking care of everything behind the scenes. That's uploading all the Tuttle Daily Podcast shows to the YouTube channel. And he, a lot of you guys don't know this, I've mentioned it, he is in the military, and this was his week. He had his military obligations, and he should be back next week, and everything will be getting back to normal. I'm going to start doing the nightly live streams again. And doing a lot of great content. If you get a chance, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or put up any brand new content. Would love to hear from you guys. 2 ways you can do that. You can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Or you can leave me an email, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with 2 D's, tuttle@gmail.com. So the reason that I didn't do a show on Friday, Thursday, I ended up driving over to Tampa. It's weird because the last decade, I had been spending pretty much most of my time in Tampa with work. I was living with Colton. I'd been living at Bubba's Ray Shop. So, you know, getting let go by Bubba at the end of 2019, at the time, I was really, really pissed off. But if I'm just being honest, it was the best thing that could have happened to me, because I got to be able to help out my mom and dad during the pandemic. I got to spend the last year of my dad's life pretty much seeing him every single day, because I wasn't able to do that working over in Tampa. And I would come home probably every other weekend. And then during college football season, I would come home every single weekend to watch the Gators games. Do not even get me started on that. My God. You know, the only good thing I can say about the Gators getting absolutely destroyed by Georgia this weekend was that they did score a touchdown. They did score some type of points. Right now, the Gators have the longest streak in all of college football. I think it's like close to 200 games. I think it's been since 1988 was the last time that the University of Florida was shut out. I know a loss is a loss, guys. I'm not trying to brag or anything. They're just horrible. I mean, Mullen came out of the gate just hot as hell. I mean, he was winning 10 games a season, but man, oh man, I do not know what is going on with the Florida Gators. So, but back to what I was saying, I ended up going to Tampa because about a month ago, I ended up getting contacted by somebody that is doing a documentary in the Tampa area. Not going to say what it's about. If you're smart enough, I'm pretty sure you could figure out why I would be asked to be interviewed for a documentary. And I'll leave it at that. I went there. It was only supposed to be for about 45 minutes, but damn, I think I was there for almost 2.5 hours. And I got to tell you, the people that are doing this documentary, they are professional as F. I got to see my first camera that was 6K. I don't even know if they make TVs that are 6K right now. I'm sure that they do. I'm sure that they're expensive as hell. But it was nice to be able to do that, to be able to see the technology. I made some great contacts as well. And the greatest thing is I got to spend the weekend with my good friend Colton. Got into a lot of stuff this weekend. Some of it I cannot talk about at the moment. But I got an interview that I did coming up this weekend, that I did from this weekend, with a real-life dominatrix, somebody that I've known for a little while, and that'll be coming up later on in today's show. And just to let you know, she did an interview on my show with her and her full-time slave. Trust me, man. I'm gonna break this down even more, but man, oh man, I'm not judging or anything, but I gotta tell you, it's just a lifestyle that I do not get. But just like you know, I've been talking about my favorite show, new show, Ted Lasso. He's got a great quote in the show: "Be curious, not judgmental." So I did the interview with her, and then she has her own website. And you know me, I wanted a demonstration. I wanted to feel like it would, how it would be to be the sub. I mean, you guys know that pain is not an issue to me. If you've listened to me for any amount of time throughout my 22-year broadcasting career. But the whole deal was I would be able to use the content from the interview and then the whole, I don't know, demonstration. I'll just say this. I was on a torture rack, kind of like what Bubba has. And I was wearing nothing but a Speedo. Thank God that I've been working out, because I gotta tell you, I'm not trying to be conceited or vain. Looking pretty good. Look way better than I did when I was an alcoholic, taking all the pills, just eating, not just giving a damn about what I was putting into my body. So I don't want you to think like I'm where I want to be yet. But I'm getting there. It's a slow process, but I can see gains. So that interview is coming up here in just a few. But I want to get into a quick story before I end up playing this interview for you. And this is kind of crazy. I go back and forth on how I feel about it. We all remember in high school during homecoming week, everybody would dress up, everybody would be crazy, and they would do a whole bunch of, like, spirit parades, homecoming parades, and a lot of parents are upset at what happened at this one school.
The pictures were originally posted on the Hazard High School Athletics Facebook page, but have since been removed.
Just the good old boys. What the that was Bo and Luke Duke at this school? Are they big fans of the Dukes of Hazzard? It's not like they could be, they could have the General Lee right out front during homecoming, because with cancel culture and everything, because if you're not familiar with the Dukes of Hazzard, they had a rebel flag on the top of the car. Yeah, that's not happening there.
We have blurred the faces of students to protect their privacy. We are told it was part of homecoming week celebrations. Tuesday was costume day, and there was a man pageant in the gym.
Do you remember during homecoming, they would like have like these theme days where you would dress up? They would like have a 70s day, and everybody would like wear their bell bottoms and stuff, and people would wear like Afro wigs. And I only bring that up because I just mentioned cancel culture. There's no way in hell it would be a big deal if a bunch of white students showed up in Afro wigs. I'm not talking about students showing up in blackface. I'm talking about students just wearing Afro wigs. Do you remember the story I talked about a couple of weeks ago where the two meteorologists ended up getting fired from the station? They weren't wearing blackface or anything like that. They were just wearing Afro wigs, and they got in trouble for it. Like, I don't even understand this. If it is such a big deal, why are we even selling Afro wigs? Why are stores? Why are the stores that are selling Afro wigs not getting in trouble? No, it's because it's a bunch of Karens. I know that I hate that word, but they just popped into my mind, a bunch of Karens, bunch of housewives that are just at home all the time, just looking for stuff to bitch about.
These are some of the images receiving the most criticism. They appear to show scantily clad students giving lap dances to faculty and staff. Others showed female students dressed in Hooters costumes, carrying mugs that looked like there was beer in them.
So what are we saying here? Like, I mean, all right, let's think about this. Hooters girls, Hooters employees, you know, the ones that wear the short, orange shorts, the tight white shirts, so you can show off the jugs. And it wasn't like real beer in there. So are we basically saying those people that are trying to make an honest living as waitresses? I know that they overplay the sexuality. I know a lot of men say, oh, I just go to Hooters for the wings. No. You go to Hooters because you want to see the women in the short shorts, tight white shirts. And the thing is, they're wearing stockings and stuff. It's not like you can see real skin or anything. So are we saying that those people, women that work at Hooters, are nothing but whores and sluts? And they're just down to bang whoever? No. If I owned a Hooters, or I was the CEO of Hooters, by the way, first Hooters in Clearwater, Florida, by the way, just spend some time over there. But I just think that's kind of a little bit of a slap in the face. What's wrong dressing up as a Hooters waitress? There's nothing wrong with it at all.
And in others, students and staff appear to spank or paddle each other.
It was just really shocking whenever I first saw it, and I almost couldn't wrap my head around it.
Hazzard mom Jenna Smith has a family member at the high school and kids in the district. She says the event should have been shut down the moment an adult realized students were undressing.
And by the way, I'm not fat shaming this mom, Jenna Smith. But let's just say she's a bigger girl that would never be able to work at Hooters. She's probably the person that has that nosy neighbor. And the thing about these type of mothers or these women, they're the ones that spread all the rumors. They're the ones that are talking behind people's backs. They just love to be in everybody's business. And I just think that her real problem is that she probably back in the day tried to apply for Hooters, and she got turned down. You know, I talked about doing this interview with the dominatrix and her slave. Don't judge people for their preferences. Matter of fact, if I'm being honest, I think they should have more big women to work at Hooters. Because guess what? A lot of men are into bigger women. But no. So don't judge people on their preferences and stuff. But back to this woman, I really do think she's making a big deal out of nothing. Because when this story plays on, you're going to find out that this was just blown way out of proportion.
I think that they should have at that point said, hey, I know this is a joke, but let's stop. This isn't appropriate.
Mom Holly Lane disagrees.
It has been taken completely out of context. There are only photos being shown on the internet, no videos. So the photos don't show the teachers pushing the children off of them.
See, this crap is making me so angry. Like, I mean, they say a picture says 1,000 words. No, it really, really doesn't. Because I did see the video. And yes, the principal, the teachers, they were all immediately, like, pushing the students away, trying to make it stop. Because the last thing you want to do is, like, end the fun just because a student crossed the line a little bit. But, no, these principals, these teachers, they weren't down for this. It's not like they were making it rain on the students that were trying to give lap dances and stuff. No, that's not the case. The only thing that happened is that these people were looking at a picture and they did not see the rest of it. This happens all the time in the media, in every single day life when it comes to people. You know how many people have been canceled over just a picture that doesn't show what really happened? It's happened way too many times.
Lane's sons and his friends participated in the homecoming event. She says pushing the limits and embarrassing teachers is part of the fun.
If everybody is perfect, then I would say, yeah, maybe we need to rethink something. But until somebody can prove that something is going on here, other than just homecoming week and teenagers being teenagers, then I'll support my kids.
And the thing about it is that this mother that doesn't think it's a big deal, her kids are going to grow up to be normal people. They're not going to be shocked by the real life horrors of everyday life. They're going to be prepared for this stuff. This is a cool mom. I bet that heavy girl that couldn't make it or get hired by Hooters, the restaurant. Yeah, those kids are going to be sheltered. They're not going to have any communication skills. They're going to have a hard time meeting somebody romantically or a partner because their whole lives have been sheltered. You know, I was talking about this today when I got back from Tampa with one of the neighbors. My mom and dad would let me watch all the R-rated movies. I mean, they weren't letting me watch triple X porn or over graphically sexual movies. But violence, no problem. Because my mom or my dad would be sitting there watching it with me. And if it was something, they would pause the movie or it was on TV. They would just like, you know that you can't do this, right? And that's what every good parent should do. I bet old big girl, I forget her name, so I'm calling her old big girl. I bet she's sheltered her kids and didn't know any better. And they've seen all this stuff on social media and they thought, hey, guess what? I'm going to try to give the principal a lap dance. No, because guess what? The Karen was too busy spreading rumors and sticking her big fat hog nose in everything.
The way that I think about it is I think that, yes, the kids should just be kids and they should be allowed to have fun. But is giving a lap dance or witnessing somebody else give an adult lap dance, is that a child appropriate activity?
Once again, saw the videos. The teachers, like I said, were not throwing dollar bills on the floor and letting the student pick it up with certain things. And I'm not talking about their hands. I'm talking about picking up a dollar bill, y'all, with the ass cheeks or other body parts.
And to me, it is not.
Lane says she doesn't believe a line was crossed.
None of my children have been hurt. None of the teachers have been hurt.
I gotta tell you, Lane seems pretty cool as hell. I bet she's one of those moms. Because, I mean, look, when I went to school, we always had a friend that had a cool mom. Now, I've heard all these stories of sex parties that a mom or dad would let go on. Or maybe get a keg and let them drink. No. Lane seems like the cool-ass mom that says, like, look, kids, I don't want you guys out driving around drinking. I'm going to get some beer, but if you guys drink anything, you're staying at the house. You're not going anywhere. It's just, we shelter our kids. I talk to my friend Amy all the time. Now, I know that they have a big alcoholism problem in the United Kingdom. But what I'm trying to say is that I just think that we make a big, big deal. We all had a drink before we were legally allowed to. And Lane just seems like one of those cool-ass moms that was like, all right, if you're going to drink at the house, if you do have a drink, guess what? You're not going anywhere. Because I don't want you out driving around.
Hazard Independent School Superintendent Sandra Combs says the district is looking into the incident.
The district is investigating the incident, and after the investigation is complete, appropriate action will be taken.
One of the administrators in the pictures is Hazard High School Principal Donald Happy Mobilini.
I really do hope Happy is just a nickname, and like his parents didn't like give him the Happy middle name. The middle name named Happy, because, I mean, if that's a nickname, I mean, for my American audience, it sounds like a pedophile name. For my United Kingdom audience, it sounds like a pedophile name.
He's also the mayor of Hazard. We reached out to Principal Mobilini this morning and have not received a response. The superintendent says no further information will be released until the investigation is complete.
Anyways, look, this is exactly what's going to happen. It's just a parent that's one to stick her big fat hog nose, like I said, in everybody's business. By the way, the principal is also the mayor? God damn. I mean, he is a very powerful man. I don't even know if it's Hazard County. I know the name of the school is Hazard. But what's going to end up happening? We don't pay our teachers enough here in the United States. We got a lot of them that are already leaving because we've made wearing a mask a political line or debate. It just drives me crazy that a bunch of great-ass teachers are probably going to lose their jobs over students because I've seen the videos and stuff. They were pushing the students away, but no, they only want to show the picture. All right, so as I promised, here is my interview that I did this past weekend while I was in Tampa with Goddess Miss Vivian Lee and her slave Pumpkin. All right, guys, welcome back to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I got a very, very special guest. I've known her for quite a while. I don't know if we've really, really ever hung out in person. I had my next guest on a show when I was working with Shannon Burke, and it's Miss Vivian. How are you, Miss Vivian?
I'm good, Tuttle. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, because I've been seeing what you've been doing for quite a while, and I want to learn more about it. Let's start off, okay? What made you want to become a Dom, and what do you get out of it?
So I started my career as a dancer. And I was just naturally, you know, alpha. I was snotty. I was whatever. And I did theater before that. And I was, you know, used to playing lead roles and things. So I guess I've always just been used to being a lead and always taken front and center. And so then I started camming. And I realized that that was the thing that I did that caught the most attention was being fucking rude. the first time that it happened, I was on a campsite and I was trying really hard, to fit the mold and all that. And one night I got pissed off and I just lost it. And I started calling them all a bunch of unsavory names and they loved it. That ting, 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 ting started going.
All right. So back to the dancing as a white girl, like, I mean, did you have any moves on the dance floor?
Oh, I was an ass shaker. I was definitely a booty shaker, and I was on the pole. Even though I was white and thin and little, I still had a big ass.
Yeah, what is that about,
I
though?
Still have a big ass.
You have a great figure, but you do, you know, the backside is definitely a very great asset.
I should see my mom.
Oh, so you got it from your mom?
I got it from my mom, and she's 70 something, and she still has it.
Hey, so, yeah, like, I mean, look, I might be into older women. If she's got, like, an ass like you, I'm just joking.
Next question.
All right, so now, like, I wanted to find out, okay, do you get pleasure? Do you get sexual pleasure out of being a dom?
Yes. Yes.
In what way? Describe it.
I consider myself a sapiosexual. Which means it is brains and intelligence and evolution in a person that attracts me. So I like to play psychological games. I like that I can read my subs, clients, whatever, even ones that call me on the phone. I ask you a series of 5 or 6 questions. And it's not just psychological. I'm very intuitive. You know, that's not a farce. You know, that part of my videos and things. It's not bullshit at all. So I get off and I get turned on by f***ing with your head. It's kind of like cat and mouse. Maybe I'm doing it with the intent to f*** you up. Maybe I want to heal you and help you. I only know which one it is a part of the way in when I figure out who you really are. But you never know. And that's the turn on, is the uncertainty and the danger and the fear.
All right. You brought up 5 questions. I want to hear these 5 questions to see how I would do.
Oh God, really? I have to completely switch mind space. Yeah.
I'm just curious. Yeah. I'm not saying that okay. I'm a sub, but I just would like to see where.
You just put me on the spot to read you. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so like I'm calling you up. What would be one of the first things that you would ask me? Or as a dom, like, is there a certain way I need to approach you before you'll even talk to me?
So it's all the same when I answer the phone. Everybody says hello. It's pretty basic. And nobody jumps in and goes, oh, I want you to suck my cock and lick my ass. Nothing like that ever. I think I have an intimidating aura when they call me. So they're ready to listen. So I would ask you, I would say, who is this? Or, hey, what's your name? Just to get you to say your name.
Okay, so would the name... All right, everybody knows my real name is Patrick. Is Patrick a name that's very sub-like name? Like, are there names that,
no.
You know, no?
No.
All right, so my name is Patrick.
Hey,
how are you, Miss Vivian?
I'm good. Have we spoken before? I cut in really fast with that. Have we spoken before? Because I'm taking control of the conversation.
So you're jumping in before they're able to direct the conversation.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. No, I mean, we've never technically met. We've
now
talked
you
a
feel
few times.
Underneath.
Okay. What do you mean by
that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. So what does that mean?
Now you feel like you're being analyzed. Now you're not the one who's calling me with a request for $2.99 a minute. Mm. You're under the microscope. And so you want to answer the questions, right? Makes you feel a little insecure. So within 25 seconds right there, I've made you feel insecure.
What if a guy asked you a question back?
What kind of question? Depends on what kind of question. Think of one.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I can't. Now you're putting me on the spot.
Ask me if I like dick.
Okay, do you like dick?
Oh, I do, but not as much as you.
Why are you saying that No, see, now you're already pinning me in a spot.
Yeah, to feel more insecure.
But I don't.
Now, what are you going to say? Your natural response, you're going to say, oh, no, 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 no. I don't like.
I mean, I like mine, but I don't like one that's not attached to me.
Oh, come on. Oh, don't tell me you've never thought about it. Never.
Well, I mean, when I was in the showers, you know, back in the day and school, you know, when I was on the wrestling team, there was, you know, the guy that was in the heavyweight division. He would walk around nude in the locker room and he would come up and be like, did you drop something? And when you would like look up, it would be like right in your face. So, you know, maybe I'm not saying, you know, no, of course not.
No. But how did that make you feel when you were on your knees picking up the soap and, and you looked up and you saw his cock? Did he look superior above you?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm down below, and right. Of course. And he was below, a big, intimidating black man.
But if you're down below, doesn't that make you the bottom?
No, it just makes me that I tried to pick up what I was. He told me I dropped something, and I dropped it.
Hmm. See, I think that you go through many of your days in your life feeling like you're the bottom, and you just don't know how to deal with it and who to talk to, and I'm here for you, and you can tell me anything.
Well, okay, see, now I know where this comes in at. Now, I really, really do. Now, okay, what is the longest term sub you've ever had, or slave? What do you prefer, sub or slave?
It's interchangeable, you know. Slave kind of implies that they do things for you, I think.
Okay.
Blame him.
Yeah, we're gonna bring him in. What is
longest your term? One in Dubai that I've never met, and he's never given me like huge amounts of money, but he's been giving me good amounts of money for, oh my god, dare I say, 8 to 10 years.
So is it because you don't want to go like the way they treat women in the Middle East?
I just don't travel.
Yeah.
I just don't have to.
But do you find it the more powerful men are the ones that want to be dominated because they have everything and people do for them?
Most of my subs are most definitely white collar. A lot of them are attorneys. And I can tell you why it is. It is that you go through every day and you're in a position of power and you're at the top and everyone just kisses your ass and you don't have challenges. And we as people like challenges. That's how we grow. So they need to feel little and demeaned and like, so they come to me.
All right. So I got to ask this before we bring in your slave, because I do want to talk to him as well, too. What is your like personal relationships like? Not what it's the drama and stuff that you might, and we can cut that part out. But what I'm trying to say is, like, how do I maintain
yes, a love life?
Yes, that's what I mean.
It is not, I found it's not really even my job that makes it hard to date. It's and have a relationship. It's me in that, like I mentioned before, I consider myself a sapiosexual. So there's a certain...
Give me the definition of that.
A sapiosexual is someone who is turned on and attracted to intelligence.
Okay.
And you're literally sexually attracted to intelligence.
So Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Who?
I mean, he's pretty intelligent.
I honestly don't know who he is offhand.
He's the astrophysicist he recreated Carl Sagan's, Ursus.
How could that not be attractive? I love learning. And for someone to, like, know that much and, like, just sit there across from me and just, even though I'm not going to understand most of it, obviously tell me about it and tell me what it is would be incredible.
So if a guy, like, from Good Will Hunting, Matt Damon, he solved that big math problem, like, would that, like, automatically, like, turn you on or whatever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I found algebraic expressions and formulas very exciting in college because I struggled with them. And once I figured them out and I could write one, it was like...
All right, so let's bring your slave in.
I don't know if I answered the question in entirety.
No, I think you got it. So, all right, so as promised, Miss Vivian brought in her... Would you consider this your favorite slave at the moment?
Yeah.
What about him?
He makes my life easier. He makes my life better.
Yeah. Now, I understand.
By making my life easier.
Now, what is his name?
This is Slave Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say it Pumpkin, because you know I'm Southern. He requested the name Pumpkin. I'd been calling him Bloggy. And you're going to get your Pumpkin, so you get to be my Pumpkin. All right. You're welcome.
What is it that you like so much about Miss Vivian?
The way she treats me, actually making me be like better slave.
So what you're saying is you get sexual excitement making sure all of her needs are met.
Not sure about sexual excitement, but...
Not sexual. I mean, just anything she needs.
Pretty much, yeah. I just enjoy doing whatever I can for her.
How did you connect with her?
Reached out to her on Twitter and seen if she needed any help with anything, video slave or anything. She reached back with me.
What is the best thing she's ever made you do so far? Like, what was the thing that, like, got you turned on the most from being dominated?
Oof. Think about that one. Probably being allowed to be in videos with her and shoot content with her.
Oh, see, he knows how to work. But
he's
do
a video slave too.
But do you ever get tired of, like, over the top, like it's almost not believable, like with a sub? Maybe they're just saying stuff to please you.
There's definitely a difference between your real life video subs and real life subs and video subs. I only have him and one other sub that have actually met me off of videos. So with them, I'm very particular. But where I get aggravated definitely is the video subs who request content and they want off the wall insane shit. And that's what, like, eats 10% of my soul.
Has he ever told you no before?
Him?
Yeah.
No.
What? Give me an idea. Give me an idea.
Oh my God.
Give me an idea, though, like, if he was having a bad day and maybe he did say the word no to you, like, what would happen?
I would definitely smack his face.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Are we talking play slap or just?
No, it would just be like a snap reaction.
So like a correction almost.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a very particular type of relationship, and you have to keep balance between the reward and the discipline, because that's who he is, and that's what he wants, and that's what he needs.
Now, Pumpkin, be honest with me, okay? You're out in public, and you see Miss Vivian walking down the street with, like, some hot guy or something that she was into, like, would you approach or, like, I don't know, would it bother you at all? Like, you weren't getting her attention or, I'm just curious.
No, it wouldn't bother me. She has her life, I have my life, and, yeah. I wouldn't really approach her unless she approached me first.
Oh, okay.
He really is a good boy. Like, really.
But what, I mean, I don't, see, I understand it, but I've never been, like, I'm not an alpha male, but I'm also not, like...
You should ask him part B to that question.
Okay, well...
Would he serve him?
Wait a minute. All right, I don't want to put him on the spot, though.
He wants to answer.
All right, wait, so you're saying if, like, you, Solomon, you told him to come over... And you were like, and you told him to serve him, like.
What do you mean, serve? I just want to make sure you and I are on the right page.
Like just anything and everything.
Like, go get his car washed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would go and wash another man's car that your Miss Vivian was, well, not your Miss Vivian, but your goddess was with. You would go wash his car, even if he said no. I only get hand washed. And I want to make sure you get it done right. And he was just talking to you like you were a nobody. Like, would you have a problem with that?
If he was talking to me like that, yes, because it had to come from her.
And I don't let people disrespect him.
Oh, okay. So you're protective, though.
That happened one time with another dom. She screamed at him, and I know he's sensitive. And he stared at the wall and held his hands. And it was very terrible. And then so someone else apologized on her behalf.
Wait, so she made her sub come over to apologize to your sub?
No. It was just somebody else that, you know, was in the production that apologized on her behalf to help make him feel better.
Have doms ever gotten into fights, like being protective over their subs?
I haven't seen any.
But you could see it happening.
They happen online.
Oh, they definitely do.
I mean, good doms are going to be protective of their sub. If you don't give a shit about your sub and you just use them and abuse them and spit them out. And treat
but it's your property, though, right? Like, do you consider him your property?
I do. I guess there are some people who enjoy that treatment and there are some who enjoy giving it. And that's just not him and that's just not me.
All right. So my last question, because you're going to give me a demonstration, a quick demo of, you know, you're going to take it light on me. Well, I know the pain stuff is not going to bother me, but I just didn't want to be nude on camera because I've been nude so many times on camera. But your sub, Pumpkin, has been in Chastity right now for how many days?
91.
Wait, 91?
I guessed it. I said 91. I was right.
All right. So I got to ask. Are you getting erections while wearing this?
If I look at guys moving the country, yes.
All right. Now, how hard is it to pee in that?
Not hard at all.
No, so it opens on the end.
They'll call it a birdcage, if that helps give you an idea of what it looks like.
Oh, okay. I got you. Is it hard to keep clean?
Nah, just take it off and just rinse it off.
So you clean it like a bong or something. You put some alcohol and some salt. Maybe that. I just gave you an idea for a video. There.
Just soap and water in the sink and drying it off completely.
How long do you think you can go?
I've never gone this long before in my life.
I could keep him in for a year if I wanted to.
Really? Yeah. Would you really do that to somebody?
No, apparently not.
Have you ever done anything to a sub that you not regret, but maybe feel a little bad about? You maybe no, maybe
I don't feel bad.
But thought in your head when you got home, I was like, maybe I was a little heavy-handed there.
Okay, so maybe with some of the progesterone cream, who would then have kind of, you know.
Explain that.
So progesterone cream is a female hormone cream made up of wild yam, and it helps women raise progesterone and put on men. If you have them put it on their nipples and have them put it on their balls, it will kind of just raise the progesterone, lower the testosterone, and then they're not getting hard, they're not coming. They're growing little titties and getting bitchy. Mm-hmm. And then that's where I come in and, you know, give them their revolutionary new insight. And then they're, you know, wearing panties and stuff.
All right. Give me an idea.
So that's a little harsh, I guess. I've made things a little hard for some guys doing that.
All right. So, all right. Well, I really appreciate the time. This audio is going to be available on the podcast, but this video will be able to be, and what is your website? Tell my audience.
Oh, so yay. So I just got a new platform set up with all the new regulation stuff. It's just simply Ms. M.S. Vivian Lee, V-I-V-I-A-N, not E-N-L-E-I-G-H.com.
All right. Pumpkin, is he allowed to say anything before we go?
Promote whatever you want of ours.
I have a blog. I blog about interviews with DOMs. It's domviewsforyou.wordpress.com. And I just recently made a blog for Goddess Vivian. It's vivianthedomina.wordpress.com.
What's your favorite thing about Miss Vivian?
Her body.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Be back in a few minutes. Want to take a minute before I get into my last news story to mention my good friend and biggest sponsor of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, that is Ian Hanna. If you're in the market to buy or sell a house, or even if you know somebody that's looking to buy or sell a house in the Flagler, Volusia, Brevard area, gotta tell you, Ian is killing it right now. The markets are good. And just go to IanHannaHomes.com. mentioned I was in Tampa this weekend, and when me and Colton were sitting out in the garage, we saw this story pop up. And, you know, I used to hear about Jack Shacks around the Tampa area all the time. And if you don't know what a Jack Shack is, it's basically a massage parlor. You know, all the guys know about it. But I also got a lot of listeners, supporters, audience all over the world. So I got to explain it. But, you know, where I got a problem with it is the whole human trafficking thing. Now, were these people, and they were all Asian women, were they being held against their will? Or did they just want to get to America? And they were like, I don't care how I got to get to America. I will work at a Jack Shack, and I just don't give a damn.
Sheriff's Office search warrant, come to the door.
Hillsborough detectives executed search warrants and collected evidence as witnesses watched.
I saw them get an ATM machine, come out with multiple bags.
Workers at nearby businesses had a good idea why investigators were at the massage parlor next door.
See, I've been like the whole time, the whole past 10 years of me working in Tampa, I've been trying to find a Jack Shack. Hell, everybody knew what was going on when the ATF, FBI, local law enforcement is knocking. They're carrying out ATM machines, receipts, filing cabinets. Yeah, they knew what was going on.
Extras with massages.
Sheriff Chad Cronister says it was much worse than that. He says James and Nan Smith are the ringleaders of a major prostitution ring involving a dozen massage parlors in Hillsborough and Pinellas counties.
Wait a minute. This almost sounds like a franchise. Like, is this guy, like, writing down this whole business plan and he's selling it off to people? He's giving them rooms. You got to operate it. I'm getting my cut. Man, this is like the McDonald's of Jack Shacks.
The sheriff's office provided this video of the Smiths' recent arrests. So far, 7 people are facing charges.
The Smiths ran their business like a franchise.
I promise you, I already know, and I've already told you that I've seen this story. But if you knew what we did in Colton's garage, you know, on a basis, not going to say what, wink, wink. Maybe my memory wasn't the best at that time. And so I did not even remember that they used the word franchise in the story.
Recruiting women from around the country, establishing a clientele, operating for a period of 6 to 8 months, then selling the business where the criminal behavior would continue.
Yeah, I love how, like, the news and sometimes the local law enforcement, yes, you just gave all the people out there that are watching this story, the playbook. They're just going to take it. They're going to tweak it a little bit, make it better. They're learning from the mistakes of this guy. It's like when the news story does how to make a bomb at home. They've done those type of stories before. And the sheriff just basically, like I said, gave up their playbook so people can just work on it and just find out where the previous people messed up.
The sheriff says this investigation, dubbed Operation Shared Hope, began in September 2020 and lasted about a year.
Serious question. Like, I'm not trying to be a shock jock, not trying to make a joke here, but obviously the law enforcement sent in somebody undercover. And what I'm asking is, like, for example, maybe I saw this in movies. I don't know the case. I mean, if there's any Leo out there, if you could email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with 2 D's, Tuddle@gmail.com. Or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. My question is, all right, so say you're going undercover and you're trying to bust a drug ring. They ask you to do some drugs. Just said, like, hey, prove you're not a cop. I need you to do these drugs. Does the same thing apply, like, when you're trying to bust a Asian massage parlor? Wink, wink. Jack Shack. Do the cops? Are they allowed to get a hand job just to be able to bust these people? Or are the cops allowed to break the law to be able to prove, to be able to get evidence? That is the question that I'm asking. So if any of you guys out there, and I promise you I will keep your name anonymous. I've been doing it. Hell, this is episode 505. I don't get a lot of emails, a lot of voicemails and stuff, but I've never, ever given out anybody's identity. So I would like to know from you guys.
He says it was around that time that detectives began looking into the massage parlor, Simply Massage in Lutz.
Simply Massage in Lutz was mentioned multiple times on adult forums.
According to the sheriff, customers or Johns would go in, speak to a manager or madam, negotiate the sexual acts they wanted, and then get to handpick the woman they wanted.
You want to know why this business did so well? Like, they gave you options. They didn't have, like, set, like, menus. Like, you can't just order a number one or a number five. Like, you can actually mix and match here. Like, who wouldn't want that? It's like going to a Build-A-Bear and building a teddy bear. The sky is the limit. Whatever you can think of, you can get.
Chronister says it's unclear exactly how many women were forced or coerced into participating. We're told some of them were even sleeping in the businesses to maximize their profits.
Once again, you're giving out the playbook. You're telling the criminals how to save money. You're telling them, hey, if you want to save a few bucks, make your employees at the Jack Shack sleep at the massage parlor. Now, I'm sure if you're going to be a good boss and stuff, and you want to make sure that the girls are happy, because you're getting a way better hand job from a woman if she had a great night's rest. I'm just saying, man, these cops, they're just telling the criminals how to get away with it.
We believe that there are even a couple that may have been smuggled in from as far away as China. And that's what we'll continue to work on now. How did this happen? Where did these women fall into this horrific cycle?
And the sheriff says this was extremely profitable for the Smiths. They're accused of laundering more than $1 million during the last year while this investigation.
A lot of people, I'm not saying anything bad, but a lot of people do not like read between the lines when they're watching a news story. It's not about the human trafficking. It's not about the Jack Shack. It's not about the prostitution. It's not about any of that. It is all about the money. The only reason that this place got busted, because I guarantee you, they didn't pay a single dime in taxes on that $1 million they just mentioned. So, I don't know it for a fact, but when you start, like, screwing Uncle Sam out of money, it's funny. I didn't get a single stimulus check during 2020. You know, when they owe you money, they're hard as hell to get a hold of. But if you owe them money, they know where to find you. And guess where you're going? You're going to jail. And there's no way around it. And it's really, really sad. Like I said, I could be way, way off. But now that they mention the money, that's what it is. The government wants their cut.
What's going on? Detectives also seized more than $750,000 in cash and vehicles that the Smiths are accused of hiding their money by buying these vehicles.
Anyways, human trafficking is horrible. It is. But I would also like to hear from some of these Asian women. I mean, were they kidnapped? Were they shipped over here in a container? Or did somebody give them a great opportunity and said, hey, gave them that universal sign of, Jack Shack? And they were like, oh, well, if you want to get to America, you got to jack a little bit of something. So were they really, really forced? Is it considered human trafficking? I mean, definition alone, yes, it is. But when I think of human trafficking, I think of somebody getting kidnapped, like in that Liam Neeson movie where his daughter gets kidnapped. Yeah, that's what I think of. So, anyways, guys, I apologize for no live streams last week. I apologize that the shows have not been up on YouTube, but I promise you things are about to get back to normal. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to PayPal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.